The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Political unrest has returned to the Balkans as Bosnian state police attempted to arrest the Serb leader Milorad Dodik. Subsequently, that attempt failed. He is wanted for attacking the constitutional order. And what happened was the Bosnian police were stopped by his own personal Serbska police. To get the latest on what's happening on the ground in Serbia, I'm joined by Garrett Patrick Kelly, a former UN diplomat based in Sarajevo. Garrett, good morning.
Morning, Pat, from Sarajevo. Long time no talk.
Long time no talk. We've been concentrating on Gaza and Ukraine and other flashpoints.
Yes, we presumed, been busy.
We presumed that the things in the Balkans would remain quiet for a while, but
we weren't doing you any favours, I'm afraid. Sorry, we needed to stick our head up and get a bit of attention.
So explain what went on.
So basically, Pat, just to bring it back to the very basics, when Bosnia ended the war, there was a thing called the Dayton Peace Agreement in 1995, engineered by Holbrooke, and it set up two entities. So the country is made of two parts, Republika Srpska, dominated by Serbs, Bosnian Serbs, and then Federation, dominated by Croats and Muslims and others. And we had a peace envoy. His name now of the current peace envoy is Mr. Schmidt. I suppose he's the eighth or ninth one. And depending on, I always say in these things, you say this is trouble. I say this may be the law working as it should work. Because in all of these situations, when you look at Bosnia, either you're saying the law is functioning, this person should be arrested for having broken constitutional law, and this person should be arrested by the police. Or else, if you're looking at it from Dodik supporters' point of view, they're saying, we are Republika Srpska, we are our own entity. It's the Muslims and the foreigners trying to deprive us of our right to have our own identity and our own way of living, etc. And somewhere in the middle are a group of people saying that since Dodik became Prime Minister of Republika Srpska the first time, in 1998, he has done this, moved up to the brink of separating the country into every time something comes up about corruption and his personal interests. So
this man has form. That's the point. He has form.
This man has great form. One of his classic ones was, I think, that, do you remember when Catherine Ashton was the European Foreign Affairs Envoy? Mm-hmm. She, in 2010 or 11, they were trying to get rid of some court mechanisms which would have had oversight over corruption issues and therefore oversight over Dodik. And he again pressed the red button and said, that's it. I'm pulling the state apart. Catherine Ashton came out here, went up to Republic of Srpska, which is a diplomatic no-no. He should come to the capital, Sarajevo, and negotiate there. She went up to Banja Luka, met with him in front of all the Republic of Srpska flags and their map with the country separated in two, and there was a complete climb down. So what's happened this time is Schmidt has said, OK, you disobeyed the constitution, so therefore you're in breach of it. So therefore we issue an arrest warrant and therefore we're going to try and arrest you. And I think, depending on how you look at the thing, this is a well-functioning mechanism of the court rather than a problem.
Now, when you have his own Srpska police defending him against the attentions of the Bosnian police, who didn't come at him with heavy machine guns and all the rest of it. It seemed to be less than, shall we say, emphatic.
Yeah, I think, you see, it's all a question of the wording you use. I would have said wise and judicious and subtle, because SEPA, who are the state-level police, they literally have, they tried to arrest him in a place which is just across the hill from Sarajevo, in East Sarajevo. Literally, you drive over the hill at Vraca and you get to his diplomatic compound there. Those SEPA guys, they went there, three of them, inspectors, with an arrest warrant. And they said to the Srpska police, who are like gendarmerie from a region, we have the arrest warrant, please go and get us this man and bring him out. And that's when the Srpska police, who, by the way, journalists who were there said the Srpska police had their magazines in their Heckler & Koch, or whatever the guns were, they had them cocked, so ready to fire. And the journalist said, I was glad to see they had them only on short burst mechanisms, so they weren't going to mow us down indiscriminately. So from the point of view of SEPA, I would say that they acted judiciously. They, you know, they went up to the line and they said, this is the law, this is what we want. And then when they were told no, they retreated. And by the way, we have a force here, which is a peacekeeping force called EU4. You couldn't see it on camera, but journalists did report that there was an EU4 vehicle parked just across the road filming all of this. And as soon as the inspectors left the compound, they turned around and scuttled back off to their camp at Kootmeer. So I would have said it was next step in an incremental increasing of pressure.
OK, so what will happen next? I mean, he's thumbed his nose, if you like, at the arrest warrant. So next move.
Next move. Well, talk about moves he's made already. Since the indictment was issued, he has, the undesirables, is that what Hillary Clinton called them? He's travelled to Israel.
The deplorables, a basket of deplorables.
Yes, so let's say we're the political basket of deplorables. He travelled to Israel, attended an anti-Semitism conference there. Milorad Dodik, by the way, is a Srebrenica genocide denier. And he apparently, according to Haaretz and Israeli Times, tried to doorstop Benjamin Netanyahu. And it was only when they realized that he was about to film it and say, look how Benny thinks I'm great, that they shoved him out of the room and they were told there's an arrest warrant here. And instead of choosing to arrest him, the Israelis asked him to leave the country. He then went to visit Putin. And he met Putin on the 2nd of May and announced that this was his 26th time meeting President/Prime Minister Putin, which will give you an idea of how important he is in geopolitics, because in local politics of the region, Srpska is a tiny little statelet and it's completely bankrupt. And the more they squeeze them, they're not even able to pay salaries now through banks. They're under so many embargoes. So those were the steps until now. What will be next steps will depend. I think that the wish would be that he would be arrested mundanely and quietly on a border somewhere and taken into custody and charged with the constitutional breaches that he's guilty.
Now, is it acknowledged by his own people that he is corrupt?
Oh, Pat, who are his own people?
I mean, the people who live in Republika Srpska.
Yes. So the people who live in Republika Srpska are generally very frustrated with their standards of living and the fact that they cannot get paid properly or regularly. And depending on whether you're opposition or your party, you're blindly following or you're ultra critical. And the only thing that I've seen that was of interest is there's an independent journalistic outlet in Banja Luka, Srpska, called Buka. It said that several mayors who are now currently part of Dodik's party have set up another party in a basic court, which they will launch after he's arrested, which means inside his own machine, the rats are starting to desert the sinking ship.
Okay, that's Garrett Patrick Kelly, former UN diplomat based in Sarajevo. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.